Welcome to Gaming Guidance Season 2, everybody. Mike and I wanted to talk about Street Fighter 6 because we are long time lovers of Street Fighter. Mike's been playing it since the first one, which is pretty rare, I think. I've been playing it since 2, like most people, which is long enough, I think.
But I don't begrudge anyone for starting there.
I never even heard of it till 2, till Super Nintendo days. So let's get it started off, Mike. So your impressions so far with Street Fighter 6?
I think that this is probably the most complete package we've seen from Street Fighter ever. I would say prior to this, the best I saw was Street Fighter Alpha 3, which is the progenitor of the World Tour mode. I absolutely loved the World Tour in Alpha 3. I ran through that with an X-ism Honda because I got that little beefy extra power with the X-ism. It was really nice. So I had very different expectations coming into this World Tour. I thought it was going to be very much the same idea as that. So I was really surprised when I saw that it was like this full-fledged RPG, basically, with some heavy story and characterization that is just thoroughly impressive to me. It's incredible.
You're talking about World Tour mode?
Yeah, the World Tour mode is, it's got its flaws. The pacing can be an issue and all that stuff, but like, it's really something remarkable, and it does a lot to really introduce all of the core concepts of the game to a player. So like, if someone's new to Street Fighter, I would say jump in with 6 and go to that World Tour mode. Play through the whole World Tour. Take your time. Don't worry about it. People will still be fighting in the battle hub and everything after that. But yeah, it'll teach you just all the stuff you need to know to really get started, and you'll have a good time. You'll probably hit a bit of a wall later on because the difficulty kind of spikes towards the end there. But by that time, you'll know what to do and how to go about it.
I still haven't completed that because the way I play a fighting game is generally I put it in, I go straight to playing online, no practice. I don't mind dying 1,000 times. I just like to throw myself in the fire and learn that way. I went over to my friend's place yesterday, 2 days ago, and mind you, I've had the game for like 2 weeks or whatever now, and I was like, what's that paint stuff called? And he was like, what? You mean Drive Impact? I've been playing it for 2 weeks. I don't know. I'll look up like YouTube videos on how to do stuff sometimes here and there, especially with combos. But
yeah,
I just got to learn by doing, man. I really like don't love tutorials a lot of the time because it starts off too easy, dude. A lot of times tutorials are like, press right to go right. I don't need that, dude. I don't need a tutorial to fucking for the basics of every video game. I've been playing video games my whole life, and most people have at this point as well. So anyway, my basic impressions, man, it's a good one. I've been impressed with all Street Fighters. What was it? 5 had a terrible launch.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that they were going to add that much to the game after that. I put the game down for like literally a year and came back and it updated and I was like, what the fuck?
The roster doubled. Yeah.
Everything is different. Yeah. Everything is different.
New mechanics. So,
new mechanics, the main menu screen, all that was like, it was like a totally new game. A lot of people don't, even with the updates, they didn't love the mechanics of something of 5, but like with 6, I do see it's like they really polished all the mechanics.
Yeah.
Everything seems to play very well, and characters I've never played before, I've started to play as, like Cammy. I've never really been super into her, but she's great in this.
Yeah, she's really strong. She's a great character in this. But this is the thing I've noticed, and this is one of the things that makes me really happy, is I feel like everyone is really viable. Like, you can win with any character. And that's the thing. Like, when Street Fighter V came out, there was a lot of criticism about the roster size. but I didn't think that was a problem because, like, whatever, I'm still playing Super Turbo, you know, there's 16 characters right. in there and it's lasted us 30 years or whatever. It's still a lot of fun. I don't even play the four new characters. I still think of them as new. Cammy, DJ, T-Hawk, and Fei Long, you know?
They're not new anymore, bro.
You know, I'll get around to them at some point, you know?
You know, you can play as the bosses now. Bison and Sagat.
Again, I don't even really play them. Of course, they're like mostly charge characters, which is why I don't like to play them, except for Sagat.
Well, Sagat's not charged, though, is he?
No, I'm saying except for Sagat. He's not a charge, I'll play as him. Yeah. I don't like to use charge characters, but I will to explore the new ones.
I think, I've always had a hard time with charge characters because I feel like you give away what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You foreshadow what you're going to do too much. Like, you're holding back for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You can see them walking back. So you know they're going to do the sonic boom or whatever. They're holding down. You know they're going to do the flash kick.
Right.
That I always feel like my position's given away with characters like that. But I have gotten my ass kicked by a lot of guiles before. So, just depends on who the player is. But, Yeah. I did like Bison though. Mm-hmm. I love M. Bison. He's my favorite charge character, the Psycho Crusher. I missed that in this one. I hope they add Bison or somebody a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like, I know I want them to do new characters as well, you know, and bring maybe like random ones like Skullomania or something like that. I've always wanted to see Skullomania brought back randomly.
Yeah. Enough. I mean, they brought back Akira in 5, and she was from the EX series, so
right,
I don't see why they couldn't do that. Or wait, no, was Akira from Project Justice, or was she
Rival
from
Schools or whatever?
EX? Yeah, now I'm mixed up. I don't know, but I know it's like the EX games are developed by Arika, so I don't know if they have the rights to do all those characters, Cracker Jack and all them. But yes,
dude,
Skullomania with Space Rock was definitely a favorite in the dorm back in college.
Oh, yeah. I love that stuff, man. Yeah, there's like no problem with, you know, the net code or whatever. I've hardly experienced any slowdown.
Yeah.
The mechanics are great. The animation is great. Sometimes you wonder, like, the better the graphics get, and the more realistic they get, how cartoony will it remain?
Mm-hmm.
And it still remains the appropriate amount of cartoony, despite being so detailed at the same time.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. It's the same thing that's happened with 4 and 5 for me, where I go into it and I'm like, these graphics are just like, I don't like the 3D stuff. It's too realistic, blah, blah. And then I start playing and it just kind of disappears. It's like, yeah. And then I just start enjoying and appreciating it. Granted, I would still love it if it were sprite-based pixel artwork, but, I understand why that's not what we're getting.
You know, there's been a lot of, like, boomer shooters and 16-bit revival platformers, Castlevanias and stuff. So where are the sprite-based 2D fighters? I feel like even the low-budget ones are still CG.
Yeah, well, I mean, days. What do we got? There's Melty Blood, right? Melty Blood just came out recently. Prior like to that, one? Yeah, Melty Blood Type Lumina. Okay. I was waiting for it to go on sale, but like for me, go on sale means under $20 because I know I'm not going to play Melty Blood extensively. You know, I just want to mess around with it.
Don't all those characters kind of look the same?
In my opinion, yes.
I don't know. I felt like there was no variety there. I do. This is again going into old man mode, but.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like back in the day in the 90s, early 2000s, we were so flush with fighting games. You would just get like the mainline ones and then rando weird ones like Rival Schools and Puzzle Fighter and, which is not even a fighting game, but still.
Pocket Fighter?
The Gem Fighters and all that. And like, Virtual Fighter Mega Mix or whatever with the car, the Daytona car, and just kind of wild, wacky ones. I sort of miss those days, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to just get like a random fighter because, look, I mean, I love that we're getting, you know, Tekken 8 and Mortal Kombat 1 this year as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great. It seems like fighters are you know, still around, which is awesome. But, you know, I'd like for the, like, they're kind of mainline. They're kind of mainstream. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see, like, one get wacky. Like, I want to see, like, a, I mean, God, Primal Rage be brought back or something, or something totally new. You know, did you ever, do you feel like back in the day, games were wackier? I feel like games these days sort of play it safe. Again, my theory,
it's the money based problem. On
video games becoming more like Hollywood, playing it safe with franchises, playing it safe. They didn't play it safe quite as much back then.
Right. Well, that's, you know, it was smaller. It was just smaller, you know? And it's like, what do? You know, like, let's say you're, I understand, like, to give the benefit of the doubt, let's say you're in charge of a studio and the studio has a successful game and then it starts to grow, right? And now you bring on some more people. Well, now if you're at the helm, now you're responsible for the whole team. You know, you're responsible to ensure that there's a continued cash flow to support your teams, you know?
Right.
So it's like, you got to have something to make some bank. But the thing is, once you've made some of that bank, you've also got to be willing to reinvest some of that profit to experiment a bit.
Right.
But I do think that indie games have picked up the slack in a lot of ways there. And I think Melty Blood is a result of Doujinshi, I think, originally. But like, there was a My Little Pony game recently, right? That that couldn't continue production, right? Because they didn't have the license. And they were like, no, you can't just make a My Little Pony game. And that became them's fighting herds. Which was
that's right.
You know, which is kind of a wacky, ridiculous fighter. It looks like it's only like $20, I think, for the standard version.
Yeah.
So like, I put it on my wish list. I'm definitely going to get it. I think the artwork looks great. It's not exactly the kind of style that I usually like. Yeah.
You're going to be the proud owner of that?
Eventually, you know, throw the Microsoft rewards points at it.
I mean, why not? I've always said this. If a game, if it's a Teletubbies game, I'm gonna play it if the gameplay is good. You know, I don't care. I do not care.
Yeah. So, but Street Fighter, you know, is like, that's the thing. They're always there. They're like the flagship fighting series. So we always kind of look to them to lead the way, and you know. It kind of faltered there for a little bit in terms of that, but they're back, man. It's back in a big way. Evo's got more entrants this year than it's ever had for Street Fighter.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, it sold 2 million. Max Dude's going crazy over it. he goes crazy over a lot of stuff though, but you know, I think that one of the things I wish that they would that I hope that they add in DLC or something is just crazier costumes. Like I know they want it. It seems like as a company they want to start out with kind of conservative costumes. I get it, but
I love these costumes. I think they're amazing.
Luke's costume is so plain to me.
Oh well, yeah, Luke is, you know. I mean, it's totally appropriate. Like, I think they did a great job giving him that characterization as like the early mentor, which happens in the world tour mode. He's like your early MMA mentor kind of thing. And then he encourages you to branch out and find other great fighters, you know?
Yeah.
So like, you start with him in the gym and like, he's dressed for the gym.
I said this in season one, but it does feel like Street Fighter VI is very UFC influenced. And it's moving away from that kind of old school Japanese martial arts fantasy. Mm-hmm. It's still there. Mm-hmm. Still 100% there. Well, not 100%, but it's still there. That's not as much as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, games like Samurai Showdown and all those, like they really like still lean into it's like a Kurosawa film, or it's just martial arts fantasy more. This is so, like, even the intros on two player couch local or whatever, like it's like you're entering the ring like it's UFC.
Yeah,
you know, it's a little, I don't know, it's not totally my vibe, but at least the gameplay is very good, so I just kind of let those things go. And this is again just me being so picky. I'm just nitpicking everything, but like, you know, just those costumes, a lot of them are kind of plain. I really like, you know, Ryu's Sage outfit. I think that's great.
His new costume is the best I've ever seen.
It's sick. I love it. I have no problem with his. Blanca, actually, I do like a lot of them, but there's just like JP, Manon, and Marissa and Luke.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the new characters,
mm-hmm.
they're just plain to me. They just look plain. They're just like, what? It's like a guy in a suit. It's a guy in a suit, and Manon's like, okay. But Manon, I don't know. Well,
but have you seen Manon's second costume?
Oh, yeah. She got the Lady Gaga thing. Yeah, I like that one.
Cool as the one that fuck, you buy. Man.
Yeah, she's like, she definitely reminds me of Lady Gaga. Like, she's a pop star, which I think is cool. I do
and
like that.
So she's bringing in this pop star vibe, this like the judo thing with ballet. Like, what a perfect marriage of these two arts. I love it. I'm using her right now. So what I'm trying to go through this game, I'm taking a very different approach here. I'm just playing characters that I've never played, or the new characters in this case. So like Kimberly is basically Guy, but I never really found Guy all that fun or interesting to play. And I don't know if that's because I'm just a different person now, or if it's because Kimberly is that much better than Guy was. But I played Guy with her primarily and moved on to Manon now.
Guy looked a little plain too, if I'm being honest, but he was okay to me, but I can see them being kind of a similar character. I never really mained as Guy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
So my goal is to take all the new characters to platinum first. Like just okay. do that. Get comfortable with all the new characters. Because like, you know, how many times can I go back to the original 8 World Warriors and be like, yeah, they're fun, they're great, they're still awesome, and they've got new moves, definitely, but like I want to explore the new stuff. I really do.
Oh yeah. I think this is also the best DJ ever.
Yeah. I don't like his costume awesome. As much as the traditional, but like I think he's honestly, he feels OP to me. Like I get in the ring with him and I'm just like, he's got an answer for everything. He's got a setup for everything. How is he plus on that? I can't understand. He just shuts me down.
Right. Did they always have Honda's headbutt as having plus or whatever? What's it called?
Being plus like on plus on block or plus on block, yeah, plus on hit, save.
Yeah, plus
like
on
all
block.
Those things.
Like he, if you block it, you can't counter it, right?
Yeah, I don't remember how it was. I think it was. But I'm not sure.
I don't remember that.
In any case,
Honda feels stronger now. It changes up his dynamic, though. Mm-hmm. Well, as far as what I've noticed. So,
yeah.
Like, I was trying to get his ass on that headbutt, and you can't. He's plus on block on that. So,
yeah. It's just, so, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that. Frame data is a bit of a weird problem at times. When like the visual doesn't really match up with what the frame data says is really where the problem is, where it's like, okay, they just like what I would think was a full commitment to a move they made and they did not hit the move. So I should be able to punish it, but I can't. And yet, and now how somehow or other they're able to act faster than I am, even though they just extended everything of their body to do that move.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're maining Manon now.
That's who I'm working on right now. I've got her to gold 5. I think I started out, I did the placement with her and I ended up at like gold 1 or something like that. So I've been going, you know, winning and losing. When I started out with her, I was like, let me just go and play a little bit and explore her basics. I got straight up wrecked. I did like 60 matches and I won like 4 of them or something like that. I had like a 7% win rate. I was like, this is insane. I'm getting completely destroyed here all the time. And so I went and I did some practice with her, did some combo training, did her character guide, spent a little time. I went back to the replays and then I saw I was playing against diamond level players and stuff. So I was like, oh, that's the thing about Battle Hub is you go in there and I just will sit down at a cabinet like I'm at an arcade, you know?
Oh, right. So it can be totally random, which is
like,
great.
Yeah, I don't know if the person's a master or if they're a rookie. Like, I have no idea. I'm just sitting down at the cab and I don't have to pay quarters. So like, whatever, I'll just keep playing. I'll take my 10 losses. I'll take my 20
that
losses.
That is nice.
Maybe I learned something in the process, hopefully, you know?
Right.
But yeah, that's how it was. I got wrecked. And now I can, you know, now I can hold my own and every so often give them a check and somebody's like messing me up. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hit you with a big combo and then do a level 3. And just to let you know, I am here, you know, you might win this, but I'm not letting you take it easily.
Not going to get it perfect.
Yeah. So yeah, but you know, something you were saying before about this like martial arts fantasy, right? And I was saying the last time we talked about Street Fighter that I think it has a lot to do with like a more general and broader cultural shift.
Like yes.
Like if Bloodsport was the template back in 1991 or whatever.
That was probably 88 or 89, dude.
That they were planning. No, what I'm saying is like to make Street Fighter. Street Fighter 2 came out in 91 or whatever. But like if a Bloodsport reboot were to happen or a Bloodsport sequel were to happen today, picture it. And you're probably going to start to think like, yeah, they're going to have an entrance into the ring similar to what we see in Street Fighter 6. Like I just feel like that's kind of what the current market calls for.
I think you're right. I mean, there's a lot of, due to Rogan and due to like a lot of martial arts talk online, there is like, on one hand, there's more interest in martial arts than ever.
Yeah, definitely.
But there is like not as many people care about traditional martial arts. It's all about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is not traditional. You know, that martial art's like, what, 50 years old or less? You know, developed by the Gracies. And, yeah. I mean, Muay Thai is old, but I don't know. People, like, classical martial arts is seen as, like, total bullshit. And I feel like back in the day, people would get caught up in the romanticization of martial arts. And even if they weren't effective, they were kind of caught up in it. But now, because the internet and people change ideas so quickly and stuff, like no one like gets their heart caught up in classical martial arts as much, and maybe that shows in games like Street Fighter. It's just different, man. I mean, look at how martial arts movies were in the 80s, as ridiculous as they were. There was a lot of like, you know, trickle in from Black Belt magazine, which was like full of essentially a lot of bullshit, but at least it was like people kind of reveling in a mystery of the Far East, you know, at least there was some mystery there. I feel like there's no mystery anymore.
Ignorance is bliss.
It's just UFC. It's just, which is like, I like the mystery.
Well, see, right.
I like the pageantry of classical martial arts, even if they might not be effective in some cases. Anyway, go ahead.
No. You know, this is like, is this what, this is the conspiracy, right? Regarding Bruce Lee. You know, Jeet Kune Do, and saying like, this doesn't work. This isn't worthwhile. We should cut this. We should remove that. Right. And he was working towards this like much more streamlined and effective approach to a martial art. Yeah. And I think that, you know, we saw there was, I can't remember this guy's name, but he's, he gets like lambasted in China because he will go and challenge, you know, Wing Chun masters and be like, look, this MMA technique is going to win. You're going to lose. It doesn't matter how well you've trained. I'm going to beat you with these strikes and these grapples. Like, it's just, you're not going to win. And he'd go and he'd win these fights. And like, everybody would talk shit, you know, because he's upsetting things, but he's winning and he's proving the effectiveness of it. And I think that that's the thing. People want what's effective, not what's cool anymore.
I know. Well, you know, I get it from a you know, self-defense kind of thing, but just for me, I still like my video games to have a certain amount of fantasy to them. Like, I'll never pick up a UFC game.
Yeah.
Really, ever. I just, Maybe I would download it for afternoon on Game Pass, but that's really about it. Like, I'm not going to do that, generally speaking. But yeah, there is something, there's something to be said about, you know, a lot of the classical martial arts being a little bit overly dogmatic. And I mean, dude, some of the like Kung Fu styles, it's like, when the fuck is this ever going to be useful? But I, at the same time, though, I do think maybe there is something, there is a method to their madness. Maybe they're not just caught up in dogma. I don't know. Maybe there is some ancient knowledge there. And I'm not trying to overly romanticize shit, but literally knowledge that's just very old that could be useful in some way. I don't know. I still reserve part of my heart for that kind of thing.
Basically,
while at the same time not trying to be overly dogmatic.
Basically, I completely understand what you're saying. Both of us should have the poster on the wall of I want to believe for the UFOs, but it's like for Kung Fu. You know, it's
yes. Oh, I was a kid. I believed in, at least wanted to believe or / believed in chi, you know. Especially before
we don't need to be beholden to reality with this. It's not important.
No, not at all. So that being said, again, I want some crazier costumes. I want to see some crazier characters. You know,
I think Marissa, you will see them.
Like, I feel like I want to see what her other costumes will be. I mean, that gladiator stuff is just, her haircut's really funny because it's just the fucking helmet cut into her hair, which I think is just a, the Japanese are really good at, like, what do you call it? Like, sight gags? Because, like, their humor is just different in that way.
Yeah, when so I first saw the hair, I was like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And then, like, 30 seconds into the match, I was like, nah, I like it. I like it.
I think it's cool. I like it. And they, not trying to be too sleazy, but they make all the women look incredible in the game. I mean, Marissa's, like, I mean, her face is incredible, I think, when you see the close-up, especially. But anyway.
They do. But, like, look at the fellas, too.
Hot Ryu.
Except for, I don't know, Luke's forearms are a little weird, but, like, everything else, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's got, they're just, like, really driving home the Popeye thing.
Yeah.
Dude, if they come out with, like, a Popeye costume, I'm...
They gotta put Popeye... him in a sailor costume. They can do it.
Popeye
it's
is
a generic thing
in Japan. There's those like men's magazines. Popeye is one of them, and Brutus is another one, which is Bluto, right? And Mario is based on Popeye, like the Donkey Kong and all that. Like, like Olive Oil is Princess Peach and all this shit. So like, there's a huge. There's just like a strangely a huge. There was huge cultural impact for Popeye. So, you know, if they come out with that for Luke, I'm going to be down.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does ultimately come down to game mechanics. But, you know, when I know I just had the Teletubbies thing earlier, but it would it definitely does help if your characters look cool.
No, it definitely enhances things. I've like I'm withholding Manon's second costume until I reach platinum. Like, I'm not worthy to have that super cool costume yet.
I've often mained women, especially in like the 3D games, because they're just so much faster and speed's more important generally.
No.
I think. Like Ling Xiaoyu and all that. And Cammy now, although I have been doing a little bit of Ryu, you know, most basic person you could pick, but he's so good. He's so good in this too, man.
I feel like he's really great. Yeah. I mean, I understand that like Daigo isn't going to play him. He might not win the tournaments, but like I go up against him and he also has these drive rush combos that just like, it feels like 4 minutes that I can't do anything. I'm just like, could you please go away?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people really make you work for it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
But yeah, this game, I'm really, really thoroughly enjoying it. I've put more time into this than most other games, and I'm losing sleep because of it. Because I'm just like, no, I want to play. I'm gonna try and practice that combo again. I'm like, what do I do in that situation?
Are you usually a grappler kind of person? Because Manon's a grappler type, right?
Yeah, it's, but I'm having a lot of trouble getting those throws off with her because so few things actually flow into the throws. Like what I'm doing is mainly I'm playing the wake-up game, more or less. It's like I'm hitting them with these combos whenever I can get it. They get knocked down, and then it's like, okay, you're going to get up. Does this character have an invincible reversal? Maybe I wait a second. If they don't, okay, do I go for another strike, throw, or the actual grapple? Like, because she's got this metal system where they increase in power the more time she does them. So
right.
I can't like put them, I can't really make them flow. And everybody mashes jabs. So like I can't jump in and surprise someone. You know, it's really hard, I feel like, to get them off with Manon. Almost every move, every normal move she has is punishable. So
okay.
It's been a struggle. I mean, part of it is I'm just not that good, but like there's also, I can see there are certain issues with the character where it's just like, I need to figure out a way around this. It's hard, but she's super cool when she pops off.
Is she listed as kind of they have it listed right there.
Of like easy or medium?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I never really see it. Because
yeah, it's only on two player or something.
Like I picked her as my character, and then I just play as her for like however long. Same for Kimberly. When I used her, it was like day one, I just set it to Kimberly. So that was it. I didn't see her anymore because she's just the character I'm using when I go to the battle hub.
Why'd you make the switch?
To what? To Manon?
Yeah, from Kimberly.
It was because I wanted to explore other characters, and I worked a lot to really get comfortable with Kimberly, where I could get her to the platinum rating, which is good for me, not great for a lot of other folks. You know, they're higher level platinum, they're playing in diamond and master, but like, you know, I didn't get very high ranked in Street Fighter V, so this is a lot more work that I've put into 6 than 5. But I played mostly at local events in 5. So I didn't have to depend on online back then.
Who do you want to see come to Street Fighter 6?
Who would I like to see? I think I had a really good time with Karen in 5. I wouldn't mind seeing her come back, even though I feel like Kimberly kind of fills that role in a good way. But other than that, I think that Nicali was a character that had a lot of promise in 5.
Oh yeah.
And I'd like to see him come back with a better build, maybe a stronger move set, a little more priority here and there, you know?
He was like a human Blanca type almost,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah. I think he was an interesting character. I liked how just he felt like he was powerful. Like he's got that Marissa feel, you know? It's just like he hits like a truck, and I felt like
he's wild.
Yeah, I felt like he could have been a more competitive character in 5 than he was, and I'd like to see him return and be more viable.
Okay. I want to see Gil come back.
I hate that son of a bitch.
Hate playing as him or hate fighting him?
I always hated fighting him. Like in play Street Fighter 3, I would just get to the Gil and be like, all right, shut off the game. I'm not doing this. I'm not going through this.
Dude, I don't know what it is. He was a cool character, I thought. I didn't like Urien that much. You know, but yeah, I'd like Gil to come back. Skullomania, if they could do that.
Yeah. Space Rock, man. That would be awesome.
This is kind of like a side thing, but you know, where's like the Darkstalkers that looks like this? Where's Star Gladiator, Plasma Sword? You know, let's see some of these come back. Or wasn't Star Gladiator Capcom?
Yeah, it was Plasma Sword and then Star Gladiator, right? Is that the order?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. I have the, you know, I had it on Dreamcast, I think. You know, I think those characters were really cool. That one had a lot of promise, I think. So, I mean, Darkstalkers is more likely. But it just feels like, okay, we have our flagship Capcom game.
Yeah.
These graphics are great. Yep. Let's do this exact same thing with Darkstalkers.
I think it would be really nice. I don't know if the market is there to sustain it. I feel like this is the broadest financial stability we're seeing for fighting games in a long time, to have Guilty Gear, King of Fighters, and Street Fighter all be doing really well, selling really well.
I've bought them all. I actually have not played too much King of Fighters yet, but I also got DNF Duel, which that one's cool too. I get them all. I try to get them all. I just made that video recently for Battle for the Grid for Power Rangers. I couldn't believe how good that one was. You haven't played that one though yet, have you?
I think I tried it on Game Pass for a little bit, but at the time I was like, well, I'm playing Guilty Gear at the time. So it's just like, I'm going to play Guilty Gear instead.
It might not be quite as good as that, but I think everybody's expectations with Battle for the Grid were pretty low going in.
I mean, wasn't it 15 MSRP? You know, like it was a low priced game to begin with. So it was like, look, you know, I don't expect the world of this, but you can have some fun here.
I mean, the mechanics, the combos, they were like, it was deep enough, man. Mm-hmm. It was like, this is like pretty good. No. And it had like kind of modern controls and played a lot like Dragon Ball FighterZ. Mm-hmm. So, it was cool. It was cool. I'd love a sequel to that too. But anyway, let's get back to Street Fighter.
Well, you just mentioned modern controls, and that's something we haven't even talked about, is the addition of modern controls in Street Fighter VI. Have you tried them?
I have a little bit, man, but I feel like, is the reason they're doing this to bring in new people because that's what Gen Z complains about?
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily what anyone complains about, but it is a great accessibility feature, in my opinion.
For accessibility, yes. But I feel like it's like people that are not disabled, that are Generation Z, that I feel like, I guess people have complained about fighting games controls being too difficult because Killer Instinct, that 2016 one, also did this with their combos. I'm not a huge fan of this, again, because I'm 38 years old. And I've been playing these games since I was 10. 28 years of these games, I just doing a quarter circle forward is like not a thing to me. It's the easiest thing in the world you can do. I did play... I was playing, actually, Fist of the North Star, that PS2 one, made by the Guilty Gear people.
What a beautiful game that was.
Great game. But I was playing with my cousin, who is Gen Z. He's like 22. And I was like, just do a fireball move. And he was like, what? He didn't even know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Because he didn't grow up playing fighting games. Because they
most people now,
of the 90s.
Yeah. Like most people now would probably have their first experience be Smash Brothers or something. And that's very much, I think, what the modern controls mimic. Right? You press the left and the Y button, or right and the Y button, down and Y, neutral Y. So it's just like the B button in Smash Brothers? So I think it's great because it doesn't matter though. Like that's the thing. Like you don't want to use it, don't use it. I don't have to use it. I don't want to use it. Or I try it, like maybe I try it on one character. Like, you know what? I'm going to play Zangief. I'd like a single button press for a pile driver. I'm going to do that.
Oh, that's the one, those like full circle moves that you always had to do for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I would do modern as well.
But it's like, you know, it's the same as anything else, you know, if I can beat my opponent, I can beat my opponent. Like it doesn't matter what they've got going on. I don't care if they're playing against me in modern or classic, you know? So if the difference is going to be, oh, I'm not going to play it because I don't want to learn all these controls, or I will try it because the controls have been made very easy for me, then yeah, I want people to try it. Get them in there.
I know.
Let's play.
I get it. I have, there's a certain percentage of me that's like, again, like old man mode where I'm like, just fucking learn it, kids. It's not that hard. But
do you drive a manual transmission?
This is the thing. Yeah, this is what it's like. This is the thing that is keeping you from doing this, is the controls, really? This is it? You guys play Dark Souls, for Christ's sakes. Like, this is what, you have a hard time with this? You know, It does feel like that, though. Like these games are harder than ever with Soulsborne, but we got to make fighting games easier than ever. It's kind of a weird double standard, but I know the fan bases are totally different. But still, it's I don't know, man. It's fine. I don't hate it. I'm glad. I just don't want them to take out classic controls entirely, which it feels like they might do at some point. They're gonna phase it out. I feel like.
We have to retire before they would even consider that.
I hope they don't, but
I wouldn't.
I mean, the Power Rangers game was sort of like that, honestly. But anyway, go ahead.
I was saying I wouldn't mind if they switched over to a four button layout like they did for Capcom versus SNK 1, where it's just like, okay, well now I feel more comfortable using a standard control pad because I don't have to worry about.
I kind of agree with that. I mean,
the Neo Geo games always controllers. Had.
Yeah, man. I mean, that I got the Retrobit like Genesis controller, which I still haven't actually used on my. Actually, I should try that on my PlayStation 5. But the six button Genesis controller is one of my favorite of all time, and that was awesome with Street Fighter back in the day. And there's that Hori Fighting Commander, which you said is not great.
It's not as good as it should be, but it's better than most.
Is it more comfortable?
I haven't tried the new one though, the Octagate or whatever. I haven't tried that one.
Okay. So I mean, the six-button layout is pretty ideal for Street Fighter.
I'll show what I'm talking about. This is the one that I use.
There's a newer one than that.
So this is... Well, there was the PlayStation one was also like this, and it had a slightly different shape, but this is the same body from that generation where it's like Xbox One and PS4.
No joystick?
No.
Analog?
There's a button to switch the D-pad to function as the analog stick, but I don't do that. I just leave it as digital inputs.
I use the analog on my PS5 when I play Street Fighter V because I think I used to not, but then I got used to it with Neo Geo games.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, no, it's on right now on the new one on 6, I'm playing using the standard Xbox Series X controller because I can't be bothered and my TV's too far for the cord on that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I sit like 11 feet from my TV and the cord is 10 and the Xbox is actually behind the TV. So it's just not going to work.
Okay.
So I have to play with the standard controller. But luckily, they've done a lot to address input latency with this game. So you can set it to run at 120 frames or whatever internally. I don't know. It's the screen will tear occasionally, but it means you've got more responsive controls. Also, their baseline is much faster than Street Fighter V was. When Street Fighter V first launched, the standard input latency was like 8 milliseconds, which is like half the speed of Street Fighter II. So
okay,
for them to get back to like the 5 millisecond thing is like, yeah, that's more responsive. It feels better when you press a button, something happens quicker. It's definitely better. So it's been nice. It's been nice. I know my TV is not the fastest. My TV adds about 2 frames. So I'm always a little behind, but I don't care. I'm having fun.
I've got a Sony TV of some sort I bought during the pandemic, and I'm totally fine with it. I don't know. Oh. I don't really get into the high frame rate stuff. I'm sure I probably will eventually, but
whatever you're playing on that TV, put it in game mode. That's all. Just put it in game mode. This way, at least you know it's not putting additional post processing on.
Oh yeah. That's usually what I do. I mean, it's a Sony TV, so it connects with the PlayStation really well.
Nice. That's an advantage they have that they really should be leveraging very strongly. They make the TVs, they make the sound systems, they make the games. So put it all together, make it work.
You press the the PS button on the controller. That turns on the PS5, which the PS5 then turns on the TV. So it's a one button process, which that part's great. And I can use my regular TV remote for the PS5 menus also. Oh,
that's nice. Yeah, that's definitely an advantage that Sony has, is like having that entire ecosystem. I mean, the HDMI CEC is there for other things, but it doesn't always work that well. So.
Right. Anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here?
No, just, you know, play Street Fighter. Please, everybody. It's wonderful. Play with me. Come and play. Join us. I put together a little gaming guide end group and stuff like that. Whoever wants to join, go ahead. Sign right up.
Yeah, we have that group. And just message us on Twitter to get more info if you want to talk to us directly. Or gaminggaidenpod@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And our Patreon now is basically just a tip jar since we released all the other episodes. And yeah, I guess that's it. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks.
Please check out the movie that I'm working on called Metal Force. Please go to www.metalforce.ninja to find out more about this film. It's basically R-rated Power Rangers meets Stranger Things. That's the quick pitch.